Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you, Rob. Brian Noonan in for Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN. There are very few things in this life that I enjoy. I enjoy being here with you. I enjoy watching TV. I enjoy a good beer, and I enjoy bacon and my family. But that's really it. And one man has brought two things together, a beer and bacon tasting at Patty Long's. The owner of Patty Long's is here. Patrick Bergen is his name, and he joins me now with beer and bacon. That's why we let you in the building. Welcome. Thanks for coming.
It got me right in the door.
I would imagine if you tell anybody, hey, I'm coming over, I'm bringing beer and bacon, they're going to go, yeah, we left the door unlocked. Just come on in. You know where the kitchen is. Have a seat.
Exactly. Yeah, the smell alone got me in.
So Patty Long's, I just found this out. You told me this. It's not like I did, I uncovered some gem. Patty Long's has been around. You have the fourth oldest liquor license in Chicago?
Fourth oldest continuous.
Okay.
So it's been nothing but a bar since 1937.
Wow.
It was Lowry's Tavern for 70 years. Now it's been Patty Long's for 9 years. And, hopefully it does another 79 years.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That would be terrific. So you take over the place, you buy the bar, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, it's got a long history, people like to come here and drink, but I'm going to change things up a little bit. How do you decide to do the bacon and beer focused concept, I guess is what you call it?
I think they call it a moment of clarity.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, in the bar business, we have a saying, you got to get the butts in the seats.
Yes.
Right? And I started putting a lot of, I was getting really into bacon. I was putting a lot of bacons on the menu. My business partner, a guy named Chris Latchford, he was giving me a little trouble about it. And I have a beer background, so I was doing some beer tastings and stuff. And I think we did a beer and cheese tasting or something. And the next one, he was like, you're bringing all these bacons in. Why don't you do a beer and bacon tasting? And the light, we both, he started kind of jokingly, but we both looked at each other like, genius. Yeah, let's do it. And that was about 7 or 8 years ago, and we thought we would do a couple.
Yeah.
We have done, I don't even know how many, but over 17,000 people have signed up for it over these years. And
it's every Saturday afternoon you do
this. Every Saturday. You sign up on our website on pattylongs.com. I believe it's in the afternoon, 2 o'clock, something like that.
Okay.
And we take you through 5 different cuts of bacon and pair them with 5 different beers.
Oh, wow. Now, how did you come across, how did the moment of clarity come? Obviously you'd been enjoying them separately, bacon and beer.
Yeah.
When did you start thinking, I'm going to put these together? Was it like a Reese's peanut butter cup moment where your bacon fell in your beer and you went, oh, these two taste great together?
Kind of. I can't believe nobody thought of it sooner, right?
Yeah, sometimes things are that simple. You go, how did everybody not do this?
Yeah, it's, it's cured, smoked, salted pork and beer. I mean, you're going to see, I try to like pick out some things to make the pairings work, but
yeah.
I can mix them all up in a bag. They probably all still go together. It's not rocket science, but
is there bad bacon? See, that's the point. Is there,
There is bad bacon out there, sure.
Well, if it's undercooked
or
not seasoned correctly.
Yeah, or chock full of a lot of, terrible chemicals and stuff. And, the worst piece of bacon you had was probably still pretty good.
Now, yeah, and you guys make all your own bacon.
We don't make all our own. It would be impossible. Patty Long's is a little place.
Yeah, that's true.
We go through, about 200 to 300 pounds of bacon a week.
Wow.
Which is a lot, yeah.
That's a lot of bacon.
It would take a lot of cooler space and stuff to cure that and everything. So we make one in-house.
Okay.
And I did bring that one today. You'll experience it.
So when people are coming in and there is it... Is it accessible? Like, I don't know a ton about beer. I know what I like, and
yeah.
I don't know a ton about bacon, but if I have it, I know I like it. Is it accessible for people who just come in off the street and go, or sign up at pattylongs.com for one of the beer and bacon tastings?
Absolutely. What we try to do, and it is it's a crazy beer world out there,
yeah.
And it's a crazy food world out there. We are just a humble, neighborhood pub, and anyone can come off the street and feel at home in there. It is, we try to be very unpretentious. We try to, you know, when you come in for the tasting itself, you will have a bacon guide who will walk you through the tasting and let you know a little bit about each beer and each bacon. But if you're just walking off the street and you want to try a weird beer, we try to make it as accessible as possible. We encourage questions. And then we also have your, you know, your grandpa's favorite beer, too. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. People, and the other nice thing is, if you're out after midnight, which most of us, you know, tend to be, especially during those Sunday through Thursday. Yes.
Midnight.
And if you wander into Patty Long's after midnight, you get free bacon with every beer you buy.
That is true.
So that
during
is
the week, yes.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not a bad deal, right?
You know, you're like, oh, all right, it's midnight. I'm going to go have a beer. Wander into Patty Long's, 1028 West Diversity, and they'll throw you some bacon on top of your beer.
That's right.
That's nice. Before we get into the tastings, and that platter of bacon is calling my name, so it's taking all my willpower to not just go, I'm going to eat you talk, Patrick. I got nothing else to say. Bacon has become so popular that I thought it would reach a saturation point where we'd be, okay, we're done. When you're getting bacon ice cream and bacon candy and bacon, yeah. You mentioned bacon perfume when we were talking before. And, uh-huh. You know, is there a point where we're just going to say, okay, enough. It's good, but come on, it's not the elixir that will cure all our ills.
Well, you know, I felt the same way you did. And when we started doing this tasting, I was like, this, you know, it'll have some legs, but, yeah. You know, I'm sure we'll be done with this in a few months. It kept going on and on. And at the height of it, we had to do it 4 days a week to meet demand on it and everything. And then, you know, like stuff like the Baconator came out with Wendy's.
Right,
and I was
yeah.
like, that's it. That's, you know, we just jumped the shark with bacon. You know, forget it. It's done.
But no.
You know, I mean, even... The, you know, I don't know what they're called, the World Food Organization, has declared that bacon will give you cancer. People don't care because
right.
it tastes so freaking good.
Well, the thing of that is everything's going to give us cancer.
It is.
So
we're all going to die. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
So if I'm going to die, I might as well enjoy some bacon because tomorrow it's going to be, oh, no, bacon doesn't cause cancer. This causes cancer.
Exactly.
And tomorrow it's something else causes cancer. So if I'm going to enjoy myself, which I always do when I'm having bacon and when I'm having beer, that's it. All right, I got it. We're going to take a quick break because then we'll come back and we'll talk about the different kinds of bacon that you brought and some of the beer, and we'll tell people that they need to go to Patty Long's at 1028 West Diversity. Patrick Berger is here. He is the owner of Patty Long's, as well as Kaiser Tiger, which is over on Randolph Street,
yep.
Right at Randolph and
Ogden. And
Ogden. And that's a huge establishment.
Huge.
That
yes.
is a giant, similar type of menu, different concept.
Similar type of menu, but a pretty different atmosphere and different concept with a giant beer garden and a patio and a private event space and
nice.
Bar and dining room. And we have bocce ball out in the,
oh, is that
the
right?
summer. Yeah, and then we do curling in the winter. We put down an ice rink.
All right.
In the beer
now
garden
you
in the
sold
winter.
Me because I've never. Played curling? Is that the right terminology? I've never curled.
You've never curled. Yeah, I think that's it. I won't claim to be an expert in curling. And what we do is kind of an abbreviated form of it.
Okay.
We call it bar curling, and it's any idiot can do it.
Perfect.
You can do it with a beer in your hand. And it's a lot like shuffleboard on ice. It's not Olympic curling, but it is a blast, and it's certainly a wonderful thing to do before you head over to the United Center for a Hawks game.
Sounds nice. And winter's going to be here before we know it, unfortunately.
It is. Yeah.
Well. All right. Let's do this. Then we're going to have a little beer. We're going to talk about what kind of beer teams well with bacon. As you said before, I think any of them would. But when you get into the science of it, I'm sure it's an extraordinary thing. Patrick Berger's here. Patty Long's is the place. PattyLongs.com is the website. You can sign up for their beer and bacon tasting. They happen every Saturday afternoon. We'll try some. Oh, my turn again. Thank goodness. It's Brian Noonan in for Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN. Patrick Berger is here. He is the owner of Patty Long's and Kaiser Tiger. Patty Long's at 1028 West Diversity. If you like bacon and you like beer, then you need to get up there for their beer and bacon tasting. If you go to PattyLongs.com, you can sign up. These beer and bacon tastings every Saturday afternoon. You said you'd cure one bacon in-house at Patty
yes.
Long's. What
yes.
one? What one do you do in-house?
It's our pepper bacon.
Okay.
And it is... we cure it, obviously. That's really what makes it bacon. And then we do something
called... Explain that for people. I mean,
sure,
we've heard
sure.
the term, but what does that mean exactly?
You add salts.
Okay.
And in this case, we do add nitrates. It is a pink salt, some people call it, or not Himalayan pink salt. That's something different. This is a curing salt that's been used, that basically is used to preserve meat.
Is that the same kind of salt they use for the dry-aged steaks? Because I've seen them packed in a pink kind of salt.
You know, I don't know, but I don't think so. They kind of let those decay. I think that's the Himalayan pink salt.
Okay.
This is, it's also called Prague powder. It is actually deadly if you were to just sprinkle it on your food. You have to let it, the nitrites turn into nitrates. Okay. And that happens over a curing process. We do it for about a week.
Oh, wow.
And then we hot smoke it. So a lot of bacon, you know, if you buy your Oscar Mayer bacon at the store, it is raw, right? That's cold smoked. So they basically, take a smoke that isn't hot, you know, not like a barbecue smoke.
Right.
And they infuse that into the meat, where this is actually cooked just like barbecue, slow and low.
Oh,
and
okay.
We cook it all the way through. And then we pan fry it to order.
Oh, wow. All right. So let me try a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And then as we're waiting, you brought all local beers, which is nice. And Chicago's craft beer scene has exploded, and there's so much quality product. That's where I start to feel a little intimidated, because there's so much good stuff and you don't know where to thought. Or where to begin.
It's true. It's a little overwhelming, and that's why I always tell people, you know, I taste about 30 to 40 beers a week.
Really?
Yeah, between the two bars that I buy for, and so I drink all the crappy beer so you don't have to.
Thank goodness. What's the ideal thickness on a piece of bacon? Because this pepper bacon, first of all, is
2.5 inches. No, I'm just kidding. You know, to me, it depends on what you're doing with the bacon, but I don't mind a nice slick slab of bacon, thick slab of bacon. You know, a quarter inch is what we call a bacon steak.
Okay.
But, you know, we go down to about an eighth of an inch.
This is a nice, I like the thickness here because you feel like you're eating meat. It's not like just crunched up and, you know, it's well done, but
it's mouth,
right.
It's more
good. So, all right. So now we have this house cured pepper bacon, which is delicious. How do we decide what kind of beer pairs well with this?
So with the pepper in it, it's got a bit of a spice to it. You want to put that fire out, and it's real easy to just kind of grab a, you know, real light lager to go with it. And that works. That'll quench the fire. What I got was a combination of the two. It's called Metropolitan Flywheel.
Yes, I've had that. It's really good.
Fantastic lager, so it is crisp and clean, and it'll quench your thirst. But it's also got a little tiny hop bite that has a little spice to it itself, and that kind of plays with the spice before cleansing your palate.
Ah, very nice. And it did. It took the fire down a little bit, just in time for me to put more fire in my mouth and try something else. But I want to try another piece. We do have, you have your headphones on, because somebody has a question for you. Patrick Berger is my guest. He's the owner of Patty Long's. Patty Long's is at 1028 West Diversity. Go and go to pattylongs.com. Sign up for the beer and bacon tasting. Ed has a question. Hi, Ed, you're on WGN.
Hi, I wondered if he had ever contemplated, and this is something I've done, and I've found it very heavenly, is when you grind your beef to make your burgers, do you ever put bacon in to grind with the meat?
Ooh.
You know, I have not done that. I know there is a restaurant very famous for doing that, Slatter's 50-50.
Okay.
The one thing, if you do that, which, you know, sounds delicious. It has to be wonderful. But you must cook your burger to a medium well, because you've now got raw pork in it.
Yeah. Ed, thanks for the call and the suggestion. It does sound delicious.
It does sound good.
So what's next on our beer and bacon tasting menu?
For this one, I went with the largest local brewery, Lagunitas.
Oh, yes.
I've
heard
of
them.
Yes, yes. They have a brand new can-only product called 12th of Never Ale. And this is just a really nice pale ale with a little bit of hops to it. And it's going with our jowl bacon.
Oh, explain that. Because jowl is under the mouth, right?
Literally from the face of the pig, yeah. It is one of the most tender, fatty parts of the pig. And I found a producer in California, Missouri.
Oh, wow.
I grew up down in Missouri, and it's a place where you used to take your deer after you went hunting. They would dress your deer for you.
Oh, okay.
They also make wonderful hams and bacon, and this jowl bacon. And we are the only restaurant in Illinois that gets this product. It's shipped up special for us. And it is fatty and wonderful and smoky and just melts in your mouth. It's very decadent, so I got this nice pale ale to kind of give a little hops to cut through it.
Ah, okay. Well, let me try.
Yeah, let me get you.
And let me ask you. There's because this obviously comes from a different. Oh, you can feel as you said, it's a little fattier. Just to feel. Oh man.
In England, they call this a streak of lean, because there's just one strip of meat in the middle; the rest is fat.
Yes, you're right. And a lot of times, you know, when people buy, you mentioned Oscar Mayer before, anybody does it with any kind of bacon, you look through that window in the back of the pack and you want to see the most meat. But I got to tell you, this basic just piece of fried up fat is delicious.
It really is. Fat, oh, my goodness. Fat is flavor. You know.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, yeah.
Take a minute. Take
no,
a minute.
I have to because yeah. It melts in your mouth.
It does. This is my favorite one. The next, the third one we're going to try is what most people say is their favorite.
Okay.
But I like that one. It's more savory.
Are there, now this comes from the jowl. That piece of bacon came from the jowl. Are there other areas of the, can you use all the pig from snout to tail to make bacon, or are there certain parts that do better?
You got to have fat.
Okay.
So, but you know the Irish and the English they use back bacon.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Canadians,
term. Right?
That is actually not that fatty. It's the loin with the fat cap left on.
Okay.
So that's probably your leanest cut of bacon. But yeah, I suppose you could probably make bacon out of any part of the pig. There's cottage bacon, which is from what cut is that from the pig that
I'll have to look that up.
But that's
yourself.
Yes, I did stump myself.
After only a couple sips, how did you become fixated with bacon? When did it? Because thank you.
How does someone not become fixated with
bacon? Well, I mean, we all enjoy it. I mean, I eat it all the time, but never became my passion. When did it become your passion?
It started with I moved out to Portage Park, which is a heavily Polish place, and I was just infatuated with all the Polish delis out there. And Chicago really has an incredible. Not just history of butchers, but ethnic butchers. And all of the Polish delis out there make their own bacon.
Oh,
so I started experimenting with these, and then I started carrying a couple of them at the restaurant. I would go to these delis, and one of them in particular, had a love-hate relationship with me. I'd come in, and he'd be like, oh, he's gonna, the bacon man is here, buying all of my bacon.
Bacon man is here. How you doing? I'm the bacon man.
Yeah, like I come every week. You can make more.
Yeah, really. You know I'm coming in.
He did warm up to me. and he made a wonderful Danish bacon that we had on the menu for years. And so I started, putting these on the burgers instead of, the regular bacon that you get from the store. And people loved it. And then once the bacon tasting started, my business partner, who has a background in marketing and he was an advertising guy.
Okay.
He saw the popularity of that and he was like, okay, because we were Patty Long's Irish Pub.
Yeah.
He's like, tomorrow I'm changing the name. It's Patty Long's Beer and Bacon Pub. Yeah. I want you to deck out the menu with all your bacons.
That makes sense.
Did that the next week and that was it.
And then, I mean, the bar business, the restaurant, it's very tough.
It is.
But you seem to have not stumbled on a concept, but developed a concept that almost seems foolproof, and I'm not to jinx you, but it's one of those things where, okay, people are always going to drink beer, and it seems like they're always going to drink bacon or eat bacon. So it seems like you've tapped into a wonderful gold mine.
I like to think so. You know, we don't want to work too hard,
right?
You know,
exactly.
let's get the people to just come in. I'm sure a juice bar that serves vegan food would be great, but that sounds like some work to get people to enjoy. So yeah. I went with the lowest common denominator.
No, listen, sometimes you have to appeal to the masses, and but the nice thing is you're appealing to the masses, and you're elevating the masses. You're saying, here's what we know you like, but now let's raise the game a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember the day we used to have a charcuterie board.
Ooh,
which
I love that word.
It's hard to pronounce and, has fancy meats that people have never heard of. And we just one day we're like, now it's a bacon board. And we just got rid of all the fancy meats, replaced it all with bacon.
Nice.
And that's our number one appetizer.
Well, let's try one more of these delicious
so
bacons.
This we call billionaire's bacon.
Oh, well.
Perfect. It is.
Have you sent it to any presidential candidates? Oh, it looks. Oh, it's coated with something. Which
it is
I'm
coated is with brown sugar.
Oh man!
So this one has everything you want.
Oh,
sweet, salty, smoky. It's savory. Every single taste
wow,
is good. Is in that one. You know, bacon and sweetness go together great.
Yes.
Although, maybe not the bacon ice cream.
I did try that.
It was weird. But this is everything in one.
And wow.
With that, I picked a very special beer. This one you're probably not going to get on your average tasting. This is a barrel-aged Russian Imperial Stout from a brewery in Bourbonnais.
Oh,
or,
wow.
As the locals call it, a Bourbonus.
Bourbonus.
Yeah.
All the way down in Bourbonus.
All the way down in Bourbonus. It's Brickstone Dark Secret, and they take a very strong stout, Russian Imperial Stout, and then they age it in bourbon barrels.
Oh, man, I love
it. So it's got a little hint of the wood.
And these are not these are not weak beers.
This one is not weak. I have to. It's probably over 10.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's find out for you. This is 13% alcohol, so...
Yeah, those are the ones where you have one and you're done.
Well, yeah.
And you nurse it for the night, but it's delicious.
And you can tell the wife, I just had one.
Exactly. But you can really taste the bourbon, which is terrific. And it does go very well against the sweetness of the brown sugar on this billionaire's bacon. This is a, what a treat. And now I know what I'm going to be doing on a Saturday afternoon. So people, how far out do people need to go? I'm sure these sell out. And
they do sell out. It's all done on our online reservation system,
right,
on pattylines.com. You click on Book Your Beer and Bacon Tasting. I know there are spots for this Saturday and next Saturday.
Okay.
So maybe not after this segment, but
before I walked in, there were some spots.
We keep the group down to about 20 every Saturday to make it a nice, intimate tasting.
Fair enough.
And it's really it's a lovely experience.
Yeah, you have just a couple spaces left for this Saturday. I'm looking at it now. Go to pattylongs.com, sign up for the beer and bacon tasting. Patrick Berger is the owner of both the Patty Longs and Kaiser Tiger. This has been wonderful. Thank you very much. Enjoy the holiday. How can you not? You got a platter of bacon and beers. How are you not going to enjoy the holiday and every day?
That's right.
I appreciate it. Get to pattylongs.com. Sign up for that beer and bacon tasting.